This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First of all, let me thank everybody for the birthday wishes. I appreciate it. It was my birthday last week. The longest day of the year, fitting. The day with the most sunshine. That's the day I was born on. Anyway, the reason I'm saying thank you is I appreciate all of you, you know, making a big hoopla. I didn't. Now, people on my team did. They broke into my Facebook page, Twitter, etc. Happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. I appreciate that. But I'm not a person to celebrate that stuff. If you want to do me and my team a favor for my birthday, if you want to give me a present, one, you're doing it because you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So that's number one. But the biggest favor you can do is when you push our workout. Nothing could be a better present to me, to the country, and to this team who puts in an exorbitant amount of work to make things work for what we do. Anyway, lots happened. I was in D.C. traveling, and I tell you, it always backs us up, and we've got to get a person who can help me do the show when I'm traveling because we're just too busy these days. Lots of projects. The movie's coming out September the 7th, bleedingbluemovie.com. Those of you who have donated, we appreciate it. $5, $10, whatever. It's going to help buy a cop a ticket. It's going to help get us posters made. It's going to help keep it in theaters longer. I can't tell you. But I'll tell you this. I don't anticipate making any money on the film, but I'll tell you, if there's anything I've done that I'm proud of in terms of politics, it's keeping the target off the backs of police officers who've been lied about. So hopefully you'll go check that out. The biggest thing that happened, I think, during the time I was gone, and it happened while I was in D.C., and I was coming out of a meeting, and one of my buddies texted me and said, Donald Trump, man, he reversed his thinking on this whole, you know, keeping families together thing. And, man, I was initially kind of like, what? That's not Trump-esque. That's not Trumpian to back up on something. We were fighting the good fight. We were comparing it to what it should be compared to, you know, ripping children away from each other around the world. Tell me a country that doesn't rip children away from parents. Somebody tell me one. That's right. There isn't one. You know why? Because neglectful parents need to have their kids ripped away from them. Now, let me ask you this. Would you, and I've asked this question before, would you let your child go with strangers on a 1,500-mile trek, a 500-mile trek, a 200-mile trek, across another country in sovereign territory of somebody else with all the things that could happen to them, particularly young girls, but even young boys, because there's lots of pedophiles that don't care. Would you do that? And if you did, what would you call yourself? You would probably call yourself a neglectful parent. So if you came to the United States and you sent your child across Central America, Mexico, into the United States, not under the supervision of somebody in your family who you trust with the lives of your kids, you are a neglectful parent, and you should be separated from them. That's my take. And if I sent my kids to Mexico, even if I lived on the border, if I sent my kids into Mexico and said, look, there's no opportunity here. You get your little 13-year-old butt across that border and go be somebody. Because there's opportunity over there. The country of Mexico should have me arrested. Should contact the home country of America and say, you know what? Y'all need to arrest that Kevin Jackson for doing stupid stuff. But no. Anyway, so Trump reverses this order and says, yeah, you know what? You guys have been screaming to keep parents together. Let's do it. And I'm telling you, man, the word on the street, I was going from Congress, the senator, to different meetings in D.C., and the word on the street was, boy, Donald Trump done lost his mind. And I was, what they were telling me, I was like, boy, if Trump did that, I'm going to be mad. And I wasn't rationalizing because I was like, you know, I can't agree with this move. I've told many people, I get to back up what I said if I don't agree with the move, because I didn't agree with it on its surface. And then I was sitting somewhere, I think we were finally winding down the day, having a snack, And it said, but Trump keeps his zero tolerance policy. And I went, uh-oh, nobody told me that part. And that's when it hit me. That tricky Donald Trump. Look at that Donald Trump. He done mess with the left again. He gives them what they want. Oh, you want the parents to stay with the kids? Phenomenal. But I'm not reversing zero tolerance. So now the parents will be with the kids until we deport them. That's what I took from it. Is that what you're taking from it? And now the Democrats are mad. Oh, my goodness. Look at here. Look at here. So Trump didn't really reverse his policy. He did the art of the deal. He gave them what they wanted. But then he says, well, wait a minute. It isn't exactly what you want because you know what we're going to do? We're going to fix immigration. Look, folks, go back. We got a clip of Chuck Schumer. I'm going to play Chucky Schumer on immigration. And you tell me whether this clown is being Trumpian in terms of his take on immigration or is he being Chuck Schumer? Because I can't figure out which Chuck Schumer it is. The Chuck Schumer we will play the clip of. Y'all, well, I'll just let you figure it out for yourself. We've also got one of Hillary Clinton. We've got one of Barack Obama. We've got one of Nancy Pelosi. All of them saying something very similar to Donald Trump. So yet again, Trump is outmaneuvering. Woohoo! I love it. I love it. We got a lot of stuff coming up, too. I'm just telling you, crazy news. Crazy news. Burger King in the news. And there's a story about a woman and what she did to her ex-lover that it blows my mind. This story is, ooh, this is one for the ages. A couple women stories that what I'm calling weird news or crazy news. And then I want to talk about some of the things that are happening in the economy because we're not talking about those. We'll talk about manufacturing. We'll talk about Starbucks. And, oh, one of the other things that happened over the weekend, well, last week, I should say, Peter Strzok got escorted from the FBI. Now, if you're like me, you're going, what took so long? But we'll talk about that. Bill Kristol. I saw an article about Bill Kristol saying he checked the box that he's still a Republican. So I want to cover that. And one of the I'm glad to say this guy's a friend of mine. He's certainly an acquaintance. Kurt Schleister, he's a writer on Town Hall, ex-colonel in the military. And Kurt had an amazing story on the FBI that is just so worth, it's so worth talking about. Funniest take on this whole Inspector General thing. I got to go into this. So lots of stuff, folks. I'm excited to be back behind the microphone. I got to tell you, travel is a bear. But I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad you're with me. KJRadio.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Radio Show.
Happy Father's Day. I'm Brian Stelter, and this is Reliable Sources, our weekly look at the story behind the story of how the media really works and how the news gets made. There is a lot to cover this hour, including AT&T's win in court against Trump's Justice Department. AT&T now owns this channel and many others, so I'll break down what it means. Plus, an interview you're really going to want to see with filmmaker and activist Rob Reiner. He's calling the pro-Trump media essentially state-run TV. But first, the big umbrella story of the week. The lying, the deception, the anti-media attacks. It is getting worse. Are we actually reaching a boiling point? Because it sure seems that way to me. When the Trump show returned from Singapore and landed on the White House lawn, the story wasn't so much what he said, it was how dishonest he was being.
I hate the children being taken away. The Democrats have to change their law. That's their law. That's the Democrats' law. We can change it tonight. We can change it right now. I will leave here. No.
You can feel the reporters' frustrations. You can hear them trying to correct the president. Now, as you know by now, this policy about separating parents or adults from children was announced back in a press release in April, then on camera by Jeff Sessions in May. This policy has been in effect now for a couple of months, and the numbers are now coming in about how many children have been separated from their adult guardians.
I want to pause it there just a second so I can let you hear a clip now from a Border Patrol. By the way, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson Show. That was Brian Stetzer, or Stelter. What's his name? Stelter? Brian Stelter of MSNBC. I don't watch it. And I see the little dude, and I just go, he looks like Dilbert, you know, the boss on Dilbert. But he's considered, I guess, a big deal over there, probably making a fat paycheck. And anyway, he says, we got the numbers. But does he have the numbers? So I want to play this clip from the Border Patrol agent who's talking about who are really in control of these kids when they come across the border.
If you're encountered, and you will be, you're going to be arrested, you're taken to a Border Patrol station, and you're processed. If while in Border Patrol custody, if those children or if you can prove those children are associated with that family, and there is a lot of child smuggling, there's a lot of smugglers that actually use children as a tool to get people into the country, just meaning the child's not necessarily being smuggled, they recycle the kids to different families, there's no family relation, we have to figure all that out. If there's any suspicion that they're not really truly related to those people, then they will be separated for their own safety. If we believe they're part of an actual family group, when we process them in our facilities, they stay together.
Recycling of kids. Now, we would look at this and go, are you serious? What are you talking about? Because you, when you're thinking about just trying to get your kid into the country, you don't think about, you know, the conspiracy side of it. How would I do this? What would I do for this or that? There are people out there, they do nothing except figure out ways around our laws. And this is exactly what's happened here. Recycling kids. Hey, you're going to be the child of this person. Keep your mouth shut. You're the child of this person. I think Donald Trump, if he's as smart as I believe him to be, he's going to say, I want records, ironclad records, and we will do DNA tests. I don't know what type. Do we need to do mitochondrial or whatever? But we're going to do DNA tests, and you're going to have to prove that that's your child. And it's going to bottleneck that system to such a degree that he's going to say, hey, by the way, we have a legal system. Anybody lose sight of that? We have a legal system. But I want to play the rest of Stetzer's, Stelter, whatever his name is. I want to play the rest of what he said, his comments. It'll drive you crazy listening to these people. You got that? Let's play it.
Now, the numbers came out on Friday, and that's partly why this has become the top story in the country. The Department of Homeland Security says about 2,000 children were separated between mid-April and the end of May. You can see the number on screen. Now, this was getting a small amount of media attention until this week. Now it's getting a lot of attention. Why? Well, for one thing, Democrats are seizing on the issue, writing bills and visiting the border, holding lots of protests today. Some of those critics are even calling the Trump policy kidnapping. Meantime, for the first time, reporters have been allowed inside in recent days, touring some of the detention centers, although not all of them, giving us a look at some of the living conditions, mostly for the boys, not the girls, definitely not for the babies. There's a lot more reporting that needs to be done. At the same time, some Trump supporters are defending this new zero-tolerance policy and predictably blaming the media for blowing it all out of proportion. So how did we get here? And what does this tell us about agenda setting?
Good question. How did we get here, Brian Stelter, whatever your name is? I don't even bother learning his name. I haven't even asked my producers what's his real name. Let's just call him Brian the Buffoon. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. How did we get here? Here's how we got here. The Democrats have seized on it. The Democrats, I told you this last week, the Democrats have said, this is our way of getting people involved. This is our way of getting ahead. And I'm going to tell you, if you can't see it, it is an absolute strategic move. There was not a leftist group on the planet that didn't jump on this. And they think this is going to be their saving grace in 2018, November of the 2nd of 2018, this year. It isn't going to save them. Donald Trump threw a monkey wrench. Okay, keep the parents together. He came out of that press conference and says, we can end this right now. Congress just has to end it. And then you know what he did? He got them all frothing at the mouth and he goes, okay, great, I'll end it. And he ended it by executive order. Now, under normal circumstances, they'd be mad about that.
Look at him, he's a dictator. It's Marxism.
But no, he ended it, but he left zero tolerance. Now that's going to be the talk of the town. Zero tolerance.
What's zero tolerance? We the humanitarian.
And Stetzer, what's his face, Brian the Buffoon, said there were 2,000 children who've been separated. Now, go look at the numbers. You can see that there'll be 20,000 kids arriving and 2,000 don't have, you know, only 2,000 didn't have their parents or, you know, whatever. However the statistics are, it's not nearly as grave as they make it sound on the left. But I'll ask you this, because I've been asking this question for quite some time. You've got over 400,000 kids in foster care. Now, you're about to get me mad, right? 400,000 kids in foster care. Overwhelmingly, the number of kids in foster care are kids of color. It's probably along the same lines as abortion. So, overwhelmingly, we've got minority kids living in other people's houses. Now, you would think, we're civilized individuals on the right. If a child came to live with you for a bit, that child would never want to leave. That child would love being around you. You would cry when that child got pulled away, and so would the child. But you're not talking about conservatives. You're talking about leftists. And leftists, let me tell you, the child that would go live with them is in danger. Now, they talk about what's in these detention centers. They looked at them, and I promise you, they look like boarding schools. These detention centers didn't look like it was abusive. Now, I'll put it to you this way. These detention centers were magnitudes better than where these kids lived in their home countries. If you had said to most of these kids, are you okay living here indefinitely? I would venture to tell you most of them would go, oh, heck yes. Now, that's being presumptuous. I don't have an answer for that. But here's what I do have an answer for. Foster care. I know a lot about foster care. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump is calling for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweets, the border wall would solve the issue once and for all. Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families. Immigrants are still being detained at a number of facilities on the border. Officials from the Department of Human Health and Services say they now have set up a central location in Port Isabel to deal with unifications in Texas. They say they do know the location of all those who have been detained, but at the same time acknowledge that reunifications will take some time, in some cases even months. Officials say they have reunited around 500 families with roughly 1,800 to go. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
A lot more going on in the news, and people want to admit, and to be honest with you, more than we can cover, so I'm going to try to cover some of it quickly, and then we're going to jump back into this immigration discussion of the left, because they think they're going to make some hay from us by, you know, I don't know what they think, to be honest with you. I know these people are, they're just crazy over this subject, and the thing about it is it's easy to prove that they believe the same things we believe. They know that to bring your child here from thousands of miles away and put them in harm's way is the wrong thing to do. They know that. They know that to not get into the legal line is the wrong thing to do, but they still try to make hay with it. And that's, I'm telling you, that's how you have to analyze the crux of it. Why is it you keep doing it? It's like if your child misbehaves and you say, look, you need to get up in the morning and brush your teeth, comb your hair, wash your face, whatever. And they get up in the morning and they go straight to breakfast. Or, you know, they break your rule. And you're like, do you understand? And to be honest with you, this is too pedestrian to make it the same thing. But you get what I'm saying. Like, clean your room. Well, why do I have to clean my room? Because it's necessary. You got to clean your room so you know where things are. You know, it's, and every day they don't clean their room, they don't clean their room. You have to get to the crux of it. Why are you not cleaning your room? Maybe it's because you're not getting a spanking when you don't do it. Maybe it's because you don't understand what organization is going to mean in your life later. I don't know what it's going to be for you. I know when I would tell my kids clean their room, I meant it. And so the consequence was if you don't have a clean room, then you don't get to do something else. And if it happened enough to where they couldn't self-correct without any corporal punishment, then corporal punishment was due. Oh, yeah, black folks, we spank. And I ain't talking about these ghetto girls beating their kids, you know, in the middle of the parking lot, but I'm talking about a spanking. You're getting a spanking. Anyway, before we get all back to that stuff, Charles Krauthammer died. He had given us warning that he was, you know, at death's door. And I talked about Krauthammer when I used to watch Fox before I became a Fox News contributor, and I was just marveled at the guy. His analysis of Obama was spot on, and you know, occasionally I disagreed. In the Trump era, I have to tell you, I lost a lot of respect for Charles Krauthammer politically. Now, he's an amazing guy in the sense of the life that he led. You know, he got into that accident and became a paraplegic. And it was funny when I first met him, he's almost a quadriplegic. But when I first met him, I'm sticking out my hand. It's almost like Joe Biden. Yeah, stand up, sir, the guy in the wheelchair. But, and then when I shook his hand, you know, he could barely lift his hand, and of course he didn't have much of a handshake. And then it hit me, dang it, how stupid can you be? You knew this dude was in a wheelchair. But, you know, I took a picture with him. In fact, I can tell you when I met him. I know exactly when I met him, at the Cleveland Republican Convention. And I was excited to meet him, even though I had already started to disagree with him, because I remembered his previous work. And, you know, he's got a body of work that you can't dismiss. So, I'm not saying anything bad about the guy, but I had lost some political respect because I'm objective in my commentary. I'm not going to look back on anything I said and feel like, oh, you know, I was biased because I did not like this guy. I felt like when it came to Trump, Krautheimer's bias, and even Bill Kristol, I've got a thing I want to talk about Kristol here in a bit. But, you know, I really believe that he led a good life, and he seemed, you know, in his last letter, he seemed like he was, you know, like, okay, I'm the inevitable's finally here. And there you go. Hey, Coco the gorilla died at the age of 46. That's young for gorillas, isn't it? Gorillas live to be what? 60, 70 years old? I think that's pretty young for a gorilla. But Coco was famous and died just recently as well. And I know the zoo is very upset about that. I hate seeing those big apes die. I really do. They're just something about them. If I lived my life again, I think I would work a lot more closely with those animals. I love them. I would travel through Africa, go to those game preserves. It would just, it warms my heart to see those animals in the wild doing what they do, not in zoos. And I think everybody should have that experience at some point in their lives. Hey, I got this message. A buddy of mine sent this. He says, "Stupid Trump, just received this email from my gas utility. UGI to provide tax relief credit to customers. UGI is pleased to announce that residential heating customers of UGI utilities will see monthly bills decrease by an average of 2.6% beginning July 1 due to a tax relief credit based on the decrease in federal corporate taxes related to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. The average residential heating bill will decrease from $69.36 to $67.55. So roughly $2. And of course the joke was, that stupid Donald Trump. But I just thought, you know, I don't know how many people are going to get that notice, but that's a good thing to go out. And this is UGI. This is not a government company. They're regulated, but they're sending this note out to thousands of customers, and it's not very much, you know, a couple of bucks, but, you know, it feels good to get something back. I don't know how you feel. It's like a little rebate, you know, like you've been paying all this electricity. Here's a rebate. Think of it in terms of your car insurance, where you've never used it. You just pay. And these people were to say, you know what, Kevin? You've gone 5 years without a wreck. You're an exemplary driver. Here's $100 just to say thanks for being our kind of client. I'd be like, hey. But they rarely do that. I know there's one company, Allstate or somebody, that'll give you money back, and they advertise that they're giving you money back. Okay, fine. But let me tell you the reason why it feels good when you get that back, and it's unsolicited. It's because somebody's recognizing that you are playing by the rules, you're following them, and they're giving you something back. They're not bragging about, they're recognizing you. It isn't for the, when Allstate does this, you can get money back if you invest with us and you don't have a wreck. Okay, but what if I didn't? You know, in other words, why are you bragging about it? Why don't you just look at your records at some point and say, you know what? We've got 2% of our drivers who they've been with us for years. They are statistically the ones who help us to make up for the losses. We're taking the most advantage of them because really, that's what it boils down to. And so they look at that 2% or 5%, whatever it is, and go, these people, you haven't had a wreck in 2 years. Here's a 1% rebate. You haven't had a wreck in 5 years or 3 years or four. Every year that you don't have a wreck, they just keep going here, because you deserve it. you are not taking advantage of, you know, everything. And the incentive is go as far as you can. For all I know, you get to 20 years and they buy you a Ferrari, you know, because they've made enough money off you. Look, I don't know what you pay for insurance, but my car insurance at one point was through the roof. You know, $300 a month, something crazy. So they're making, say, for the sake of the easy math, they're making $3,000 a year off of me. And if you were to go 10 years like that, let's just pretty easy math, right? It's $30,000. Now, I can tell, I know this. I remember insuring my car and thinking to myself, it would be cheaper for me just to practically buy a new car than to keep the insurance going for a couple years, because my car probably had a book value of $5,000 or $6,000, but I kept it insured and it was, you know, paying $200 a month, let's just say. So I'm paying $2,500 a year to insure a car that has a book value under $10,000. So within 4 years I could buy a new car. That doesn't make any sense to me. It's a cost trade-off. And you know what the thing that made my car more expensive? Where I live.
Oh, you live in St. Louis. Holy cow. You know, there's a lot of crime over there. A lot of people steal cars.
And then it's, well, your kind of car is a car that mostly gets stolen. I know that there are statistics on the cars most likely to get stolen, but it's also statistics on, you know, how you, do you garage your car, you know, et cetera. So tell me whatever you want, but the point is, there's a cost trade-off that where you just go, it's not worth it. But the government mandates that you have it. Oh, Kevin, the only mandate that you have, you know, coverage for liability or whatever else. Yeah, but if you're going to have that, which is the, I mean, is a decent chunk, a decent amount, you're going to have to, I mean, you might as well just go ahead. It's like when they say, look, it's 75 cents for the large, but for another 25 cents, you get the super large. You go, all right, give me the super large. That's the way car insurance is. I know I'm rambling, but I'm having fun. Yeah. And it didn't help my car insurance rates that they had broken into my car 4 times. They didn't steal the car, but they one time they broke out my window. Guess what? Didn't cover it by insurance. Well, I shouldn't say one time. 3 times they broke out my window. One time they just jimmied the door and got in. Stole a stereo system, whatever else. I don't even know how I started out talking about this. I love these conversations. Oh, I need tax relief. Oh, man. So Trump's giving us tax relief. And it, look, here's another thing. If cities get safer, wouldn't that help? What would the actuaries have to do for your insurance costs if cities are actually safe? Think about that.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's be clear. We have a goal. And the goal, and that goal is to end the lawlessness that now exists in our immigration system.
Hear, hear. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. That was Jeff Sessions, who hasn't exactly been that impressive. Now, I'm going to give the man the benefit of the doubt because I think there's a lot of politicking going on here. Maybe Jeff is a little tougher than he appears, but I got to tell you, I'm not that impressed. But at least on the border situation right now, we are sticking to our guns, at least from last report, on zero tolerance. And let's just play the rest of Sessions because he mentions this. And then I want to go and play some things on what Schumer said on immigration just not that long ago.
This Department of Justice is committed to using every available resource to achieve that goal. We will act strategically with our colleagues at DHS and across the government, and we will not hesitate to redeploy resources and alter policies to meet new challenges as they arise, and they always do. Last month, the Department of Homeland Security announced that it will begin to refer as close to 100% of illegal Southwest border crossers as possible to the Department of Justice for prosecution. And the Department of Justice will take up those cases. I have put in place a zero tolerance policy for illegal entry on our southwest border. If you cross the southwest border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you. It's that simple. If someone is smuggling illegal aliens across our southwest border, then we will prosecute. Period. I've sent 35 prosecutors to the southwest and moved 18 immigration judges to detention centers near the border. That is about a 50% increase in the number of immigration judges who will be handling the cases at the border. All of us should agree that by definition, our goal should be to have zero illegal immigration.
One would think zero illegal immigration makes sense. It does to me, but leftists pretend that it doesn't to them. Oh, but when I say pretend, I know it's pretend because I know what these clowns say, what they've said in the past. And I want to go segue real quickly into what Chuck Schumer says about this, because we've got a ton of other stuff to talk about besides immigration. But here's what Chuck Schumer had to say about this. And then I want to go back to something Rob Portman said about human trafficking under Barack Obama. Here's Schumer right now.
We must create a system that converts the current flow of primarily low-skilled illegal immigrants into the United States into a more manageable and controlled flow of legal immigrants who can be absorbed by our economy. Let me elaborate. The first of these seven principles is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. That's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it. Above all else, the American people want their government to be serious about protecting the public, enforcing the rule of law, and creating a rational system of legal immigration that will proactively fit our needs rather than reactively responding to future waves of illegal immigration. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. To the advocates for strong, fair, effective, comprehensive immigration reform, and I'm certainly one, I say to you that the American people will never accept immigration reform unless they truly believe that their government is committed to ending future illegal immigration. And any successful, comprehensive immigration reform bill must recognize this fact.
Now, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. Explain to me just how insane what he said is, right? 844-551-8255. That man's gone crazy. Legal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. That's what Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader, said. Those are his words. We didn't splice that together. He says, using the term undocumented workers conveys a message that government isn't serious about combating illegal immigration. He's 100% correct on that. Oh, I know there are you naysayers out there, you conservatives. who want to disagree with Chuck Schumer because it's Chuck Schumer. Because you don't like Democrats. Yeah, if Donald Trump had said that, what would you be saying? Speak up. KJRadio.com so you can contact me and let me know your view on this. Chuck Schumer then goes on to say, I think it is illegal and wrong to not convey to the public that you're wanting to prosecute people that are breaking the law. You shouldn't be talking about people as undocumented workers. You shouldn't be calling them uninvited guests. Or I don't know, they got all kinds of terminology. He says you should be able to say what it is that they're doing openly and honestly. Then he goes on to say something very important, and this applies to the FBI stuff, to Mueller stuff, all these other things. Because he's speaking Trumpian, in case you guys didn't notice. He's no longer speaking butt-munch leftism. He's speaking Trumpian. He's saying, you know what, guys? Government, to be serious about protecting the public and enforcing the law, has to begin enforcing the law. Then he went on to say this, illegals should not be treated the same as those who enter legally. Finally, you know, somebody's saying the people playing by the rules should actually get the rebates. This is what I was talking about before with car insurance or any other thing. When you take the best customer and you give them a rebate, congratulations. Why do you think they have these, they call them loyalty programs? If you go to this store this many times, they say, you know what? We know we've profited off you. Here you go. They don't do it to the give it to the person that comes in once or twice. You can get the card and get it punched. But the dude who's getting it punched all the time is a good client. It's bringing some, you know, bringing business back repeatedly. What about the person who refers somebody? If you refer someone, we'll give you money. The people who generally refer are people who go there all the time. So they're like, if you help us find a good client, we will refer to you. You know, we're going to give you something to help us get more people like you. That's what the nation should be built on. It should be built on people, you know, looking for the best inside of us. And the government should be encouraging us to go find the best and brightest among us. People that are willing to do things the right way. The government should be looking at people that are constantly, you know, consistent in paying their taxes, that are following all the rules and saying, you know what? Not only, here's what we do. We say, if the more rule things that you take advantage of in the government, the more money we'll give you. You go have more kids. You don't want to work, we'll give you money. You have a bunch of kids, we'll give you money. You get rid of your man, we'll give you money. The incentives are all the wrong way. That why do you think illegals and people come over there? And they don't come over here with the intention of doing good, because why would you? Why would you play by the rules and get taxes taken out, Social Security taken out, and all these other things? Live under the radar, get on the system, and you have two incomes. You have your government income, and you have the income from your hustle. Illegals are working their butts off in the black market system. Now, people would say, oh, Kevin, they're getting ripped off because, you know, they're taking advantage of, they're marginalized, guys don't pay them all the time. Let me tell you something about illegals. If they go out and do a job for some guy, and he stiffs them, that guy may get away with it once. But he ain't going to have a bunch of illegals working for him day two or day five. Okay? The other thing is, the word gets out. And old boy better watch out. Because these are people that live under the law, and they know people who can hurt you. So don't think that it's the way they describe it. That what it is they have two sets of incomes, and they're doing the same thing that many black folks, far too many black folks do. Get on welfare, that's your job. Then go on your hustle. You know, go work some construction. Go do some hair. Go do whatever. Go become a maid. And get paid under the books, and it never sees the light of day. So Chuck Schumer got it right. And here's the interesting thing. I don't care that it's Chuck Schumer that's making sense. What he said makes 100% sense, and it is exactly what Donald Trump and many of us say every single day about immigration.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.